ask you something. What do you want physically? What are your physical goals? And the reason I'm asking is because I talk to a lot of people about this. This is what I do for a living. I coach people on their health and their fitness and nutrition, and that's always the first thing I ask is, what do you want? What are we going for here? And I want to call out something, which is that most people don't admit what they want. Either they don't admit it to themselves, or they're embarrassed to admit it to me. And I get canned answers like, I just need more energy, or like, I'm trying to lose this, you know, I'd be happy with 10 pounds down, or, you know, whatever it is, I want to extend my life for my kids. And, you know, that's all kind of bullshit. You know, most people deep down at their core, they want to be walking around in a 90th percentile physique. They want a body that stands out. Nobody's looking to, you know, watch what they eat and put in a bunch of work and like do all the shit that they fucking do, like fad diets and cutting out sugar. Nobody's doing that, you know, and not wanting their body to stand out. So let me ask you this. Do you want your body to stand out? Do you want it to be noticeable in public places? Like, it's one of the first things people notice about you and they compliment you on it because your physique stands out so much. Your capability seeps through the aesthetics of your body. People just know that you're strong and capable. You look good with pretty much any clothes on. Because that's, you know, if you can admit that that's what you want, that's the person I want to work with. But here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. Most people either they won't admit they want that for a couple reasons, but one of them is because they feel like, I don't want to be like restricted in my diet. I don't have that sort of Spartan lifestyle in me, right? I'm not looking to do that. And so, yeah, what if you could have that body where you are the 90th percentile? Your physique does stand out. It's one of the first things people notice and compliment you on. But more importantly, what if you could have that while you didn't stress about food? You ate foods that you enjoy on a daily basis. You get invited to a happy hour or a dinner, and it doesn't stress you out. You can have the drinks and the burger and the body because you've learned how to navigate trade-offs. What if you never had to start over again on Monday because you're simply playing a different game? Because you've honed your decision-making process, you trust your decision-making process, and you're completely free. It's a little bit of what we talked about last week. Specifically, we talked about freedom as it relates to decision making. If you haven't listened to that, I recommend that you do either before you listen to this one or right after. But long story short, about that, on that episode last week, we talked about how in my program in Metaphysique and Lingzhou Fitness Academy in my wife's program, the Angie Method, we equate decision making the ability to make strong and powerful decisions to feeling a true sense of freedom. Right? They go hand in hand. Decision making equals freedom. And if you can make decisions quickly that are in alignment with what you want without ever second guessing yourself, you will have this overwhelming sense of freedom. And so what I want to talk about is today, I want to talk about how do we get there specifically? Like, can we use a case study? Can we talk about how to get to that place? How to get to that place where you're no longer second guessing your decisions, where you're making decisions quickly, powerfully, in alignment with what you want and not second guessing yourself. So specifically what I do, you know, is teach people how to live healthy lifestyles, right? For lack of a better word, I do massive physical transformation through fitness and nutrition. And, we're going to use that as a case study today because what I really do is I didn't make anything up. I don't have some crazy crash diet I have people do or anything like that. But what I have, in my estimation, done a really great job of is integrating the education and the application. So it's like, I put you in the driver's seat. So you're not just like, oh, I better not disappoint Paul this week. I don't give a shit about any of that. I want you to do what's best for you. And in order to get to that place where you have a strong decision-making process in place, first of all, you got to have an understanding of the principles of nutrition and exercise. Because if you don't understand the true foundational principles of it, you're always going to fall prey. You're always going to fall victim to a fad diet that promises you a lot for a little, right? That promises you that it's not your fault. Look at keto or whatever. Oh, it's not your fault. You're overweight. You didn't eat too much. It's carbs are the devil, right? Or if it's paleo, oh, it's not your fault. You just been eating gluten and you have grain brain. Well, you're always going to fall prey to that bullshit. And that is bullshit. If you don't really truly understand proper principles, right? So you need to have that understanding. But more importantly, you need to understand the principles and what matters to help you get what you want. And you also have to pair that up with an understanding of your own preferences. Be fucking real with yourself about what you want in life. Don't no more should. Oh, I shouldn't drink that. I shouldn't eat that. No, man, just get fucking real about what you want. What are your preferences? And now we can put that together with the principles. And you know what I mean? The universal laws of nutrition. We can create a plan for you that's easy, that gets you what you want because it's based on you. So once you have those two things, an understanding of your preferences and understanding the principles, you can, you know, really effortlessly navigate trade-offs, and you will never feel guilty and never have to second guess yourself again. All right. So how do we do that specifically in the framework of my company? What's the framework that we use? And, you know, depending on what program you do, you're going to go through this particular sequence. And that is, you know, certainly an introductory phase. Going to lay the groundwork. Then we're going to create some structure. And then we're going to introduce flexibility into that structure. And when you have a mastery of it, you'll have true freedom. So there's roughly four phases, right? And so in that introductory phase, you just have to get the lay of the land. So we're going to give you a big picture overview of where you're headed. And we're going to give you an understanding of how we are going to coach you, because ultimately, to put you in the driver's seat, you need to coach yourself that way. And this is what's called, this is our cycle. It's called plan, execute, review, which means simply go into every situation with a plan, with an intention. Execute is whatever happens in real life. And then review is looking at it and saying, cool, am I happy with the outcome? Do I need to change anything? What wins can I build off of? What hiccups do I need to course correct? It's easy, man. And if you can really get into that and understand that there's no judgment on any of it, that's when you get really productive. So in this introductory phase, we're going to give you the big picture overview. We're going to teach you, introduce you to the concept of plan, execute, review. We'll start talking about some of the skills that you need to have, right? Because, I mean, if you're going to track your food, you need to know how to use MyFitnessPal and just all the little micro skills that go with it. And then we'll give you an introduction to the basic principles of what really matters, right? Like what is a calorie even? You may not even know that. What are the basics of exercise? I can't tell you how many people come into our program thinking that they need to do HIIT for fat loss. And you're like, dude, I mean, if you like HIIT training, cool. But I mean, it's definitely counterproductive to your fat loss. And just this introductory phase is going to prime you for everything else that we're going to do, you know, creates the fertile ground in your mind. So once we get through that, we're going to take you into a structure phase. And structure and simplicity are interchangeable in my mind. So really, we're just going to remove as many moving parts as possible. And we're going to make it as simple as possible. And we're going to learn by doing. We're going to learn by doing. But then while you're learning by doing, it's going to be in alignment or at the same time concurrently with learning about why you're doing what you're doing. Because this is the real key to mastery right here, which is this is where everything clicks, because there's some things that can only be learned through application. So you can read all the textbooks you want until you actually do the thing in real life and compare what happens in real life with what the textbook said was going to happen. Nothing happens. But when you do the two side by side, you learn a lot. And so in our structure phase, we keep it really simple. We're not like negating your preferences, right? We're looking at like, hey, dude, we call them staple meals. What's something that's, you know, palatable for you? Like you're not really going to get sick of it. Easy for you to prepare. You know what I mean? Easy for you to store and like logistically arrive on your plate. You know what I mean? We call those staple meals. We're like, all right, for a short period of time, let's really focus on these staple meals, and just, you know, hone in on all the skills that we need, hone in on the understanding of all these principles, and just keep it simple and dare I say boring while we're learning. And that's the structure phase. And it's short and it's sweet, but what it's meant to do is help you gain some traction and make some things click in your brain. Because then once you get past the structure phase, you add in flexibility. So now we're going to look at, all right, dude, What are the recurring food and drink experiences that make your life worth living? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I'm trying to keep it simple and teach you about nutrition, you know, it doesn't make a ton of sense for you to be going to a bunch of restaurants and trying to guesstimate. Not in the structure phase anyway. But now in flexibility, you're like, dude, date night is like super important for me, or going to breakfast with my kids on Saturday is super important to me. Pizza on Friday nights, happy hour with my guys, whatever it is. let's look at what really makes life worth living for you, the shit you want to partake in, and let's plug it in your program. Let's start adding them in learning just about the concept of trade-offs. Hey, this is my preference, and this is how it falls in line with the principles of nutrition, right? Which, you know, for a very simple example, I like happy hour with my friends on Friday, and I drink 5 beers. Awesome. Those 5 beers equate to, you know, 1,000 calories, let's just say. That means all good. 1,000 calories got to come out of the budget through the rest of the week. So it's like, you know, how can I do that? I don't know. Take the cream out of your coffee every single day, and all of a sudden you've got 1,000 calories free for the beer. You start understanding the concept of trade-offs. You're like, oh, there is no good or bad. Like I can choose these things. And it's beautiful. And as you start to learn to integrate your preferences in learning about the concept of trade-offs, you do that long enough, you're going to hit the freedom phase where it's like you've spent enough time learning by doing. You spend enough time being coached. So it's like you're planning and executing and reviewing with the guidance of a coach who's teaching you lessons along the way. And all of a sudden, you're making decisions quickly that are in alignment with what you want. And without ever second guessing yourself, right? And the difference between the freedom phase and the flexibility, we are intentionally adding in experiences like we're planning for them. We're planning for date night. We're planning for happy hour, right? All good. Like most of the time, you probably want to have a plan and intentionality in your life. But to truly have freedom, you want to be able to make split second decisions. So, hey man, I was planning on doing this. I went to my friend's house. He offered me a beer. How can I make a decision quickly that's in alignment with what I want without second guessing myself? Hey dude, honestly, I don't even like Coors Light. Thanks, but no thanks. Quick decision in line with what I want. I'm not going to miss that Coors Light. Like on my deathbed, you know, 70 years from now, how old am I? I don't know. 40 years from now, 60 years from now, I don't know. I'm not going to be like, fuck, in March of 2023, I turned down a Coors Light and that's the biggest regret of my life. Not going to happen. The exact opposite could also happen to somebody where, hey, dude, I just got invited to this brewery. I wasn't really going to drink today, but like I have a chance to hang out with this dude I haven't hung out with in a while. And now the beer looks fucking amazing on this menu. All right, boom. You know what? I'm going to have a couple. Is it in alignment with what I want? Yeah. You know what? I'm in a maintenance phase anyway. I'm not even trying to be in a calorie deficit and get shredded. I'm all, you know, or even if I am in a fat loss phase, like, okay, cool. I can make this trade off and then I could, you know, find some other place in the budget to skip calories. And I'm going to go and have an awesome time, enjoy the beer, enjoy the conversation. And guess what? I'm not going to second guess myself on it. And even if it slows my fat loss in the long run, I can live with my decision, right? I would make that decision again over and over again. Or I learn about how I'm going to make a slightly different decision in the future. But either way, I'm not second guessing that specific decision. If you can get to that place, that's when you'll have that overwhelming sense of freedom. You know, so I have to understand, like, how does nutrition even work anyway? How does fat loss actually work? It doesn't come down, like carbs aren't bad, sugar's not bad, like, no, gluten, none of that shit is bad, right? But how does it integrate in? I have to have a foundational understanding. And if I have that understanding, and then I can be real about my preferences, like, dude, I like pizza. You're not a bad person for liking pizza or dessert or fucking birthday cake or whatever. Like, no, dude. If those are your preferences, all good. Let's mesh them up with the actual principles, you know, of nutrition, and let's make a plan that works for you so you can have the stuff that you want in your diet and you can still have the result that you want. And do that intentionally over time. And when you do that enough and you understand your own preferences and you understand how the universal laws of nutrition and exercise work, all of a sudden your decision making is on point and you're totally fucking free. You can walk into any situation and you can say, no, I'm good, or yes, please, I'll have another, and you'll never feel guilty or ashamed about it again. That's true freedom that we want. Because dude, I don't want you to be fucking jacked and miserable. There's really no point in that to me, right? If you have to put your life on hold, to be jacked, and you have to miss out on important social connections because you're scared to go to a restaurant Or, you know what I mean? You have to pass on the birthday cake at your kid's birthday party because you're trying to be fucking skinny or whatever it is. No, I'm not about that. Fuck that. Because what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to help people live a life that's worth living for them. As defined by you. I want to help you live a life worth living as defined by you. So only you can understand that because of what your preferences are. If you're real about your preferences, real about what you want in life. And if you're real about what you want in life, you know damn well that you want a physique that stands out. You know you want to stand out from the crowd. And you know you don't want to be fucking miserable and disciplined to get it. And you don't have to be. You just have to be smart. You just have to be smart. You have to understand a few things and you have to hone your decision-making process. Do those things and you will stand out physically. You will enjoy yourself socially and internally, you will never doubt yourself. Now extrapolate that out from just nutrition and think about how you can take that same process and apply it to your business, apply it to your relationships. You know what I mean? Enjoying yourself, having the best of everything, having it in a way that feels natural and effortless to you and never feeling guilty, ashamed, or second guessing yourself. How great would that be? That's the power of the decision-making process. All right. If this sounds like something you'd be into, this program, my program is called Metaphysique. My wife's called Angie Method. I personally am not, I'm only taking clients by referral at this time, but, do connect with me on Instagram, paul.lingzo. And do connect with me and just follow along. That's the best place because I will be opening up some stuff. I got some goodies coming down the pipeline in the next couple of months here. So, you know, if you know somebody in the program, yeah, go ahead and ask them for, you know, an introduction and I'll be happy to get you in. If you don't, all good. I'll be opening it up in a couple of months. Just connect with me and you know, keep following along with the podcast and on Instagram. All right. If this landed with you, as always, just do me a solid, screenshot it, put it up on your stories on Instagram and tag me in it with the link. That really, really helps the spread of the podcast. It's crazy how many more downloads I get when people tag me in their stories. So if you like, man, this is a solid message and more people need to hear it, feel free to share. I appreciate it. Talk to y'all soon.